popular Wellington singer Ellie Harper, and performer Ellie Harper is back with another show at Circa Theatre, this time all about Doris Day.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera.
A Doris Day special is the name of the production. It opened at Circa on Saturday night, and Ellie Harper, I'm pleased to say, the star of the show, is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim.
You love Doris. How did the love of Doris come about?
Well, you know, as a singer, I've sung a lot of Doris Day songs in my concerts, and always the response is like, you can hear the audience going, oh, we love Doris. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to have a little, you know, read about Doris. And I discovered her autobiography, and what a life she's had. Mm. You know, four husbands and some really turbulent moments in her life with those husbands. And of course, we know about her wonderful career of all those movies and being the top Hollywood actress for many, many years. And all her leading men she worked with, you know, all those delicious men like Rock Hudson and Cary Grant and Gordon McRae. And, you know, so there was a lot of, you know, good fodder there to write a one-woman play. Mm. So it took me about 3 years of living and breathing her.
And you watched everything she's done.
Yes.
You listened to as much as you possibly could over those 3 years. What is she like to play?
Well, she's actually very close to what kind of person I am. I mean, you know, blonde and freckles and, you know, happy-go-lucky, kind of that girl next door kind of feeling, but with a big heart. And I think, oh, yeah, that's a little bit of me in there, a lot of there. Mm. And so she's a really joyful person to play. But the show isn't all about joy because, as I said, she does touch in on those moments in her life where she's gone, holy moly, this is really tough right now. But you know what? It's okay. Mm. It's going to get better. You know, her son was the producer for The Beach Boys and the Birds, Terry Melcher, and Charles Manson. This is just a little bit of insight into her, you know, into what I say in the show. And Charles Manson came to Terry Melcher to ask him to produce his music, and Terry Melcher decided to turn him down because it wasn't good enough. And that night that Charles Manson went and, killed Roman Polanski's wife, Sharon Tate, and the various other people at that, he was actually looking for Doris's son.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, really quite amazing. And so they ended up having to get bodyguards for a year or so afterwards.
Wow. You've been lucky enough to meet Doris Day, who is 95 years old, living in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet her?
Well, I was performing in New York, and I decided I'd go over to Carmel by the Sea where Doris lives. It's a beautiful place, about 2 hours out of San Francisco. And so I went there 1 year and just had a wee look where she lived and thought, okay, this looks wonderful. I can see why she fell in love with it. And then the next year, which was last year, they were having a birthday weekend where they were celebrating Doris's birthday with all her other crazy fans like me. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go for the weekend. So off I went, and they'd had a cocktail night, and then they had a show the next night. And on the Sunday, they have this tradition where they stand out, all her crazy fans stand out on the 18th hole of the Carmel Golf Course and look at Doris's house. And Doris comes out on her balcony and she talks via a telephone. I mean, she's a little frail old lady. Mm. And so she doesn't want to be kind of surrounded by these, you know, fans. So she has a distance, but they set up this phone on the ground floor of the, you know, the 18th hole. So we're looking up at her. And there was a moment where I just thought, you know what, I've come all the way from New Zealand. I've got to also have an opportunity to talk to Doris. So there was a moment silent, and I just thought, right, I've just got to do it. Hello, Doris. My name is Ellie Harper, and I've come all the way from New Zealand to wish you a very happy birthday. And I just wanted to say how much I love you. And I thought if I could stand outside your house and sing to you, then perhaps you'd invite me in for a cup of tea. Once I had a secret love. So I sang a little bit of that song. And then I started to talk again because I was so excited.
I'm
my
sure
heart
you
was
were.
Beating through my chest. and everyone was going, shh, shh, she's talking, she's talking. And so what happened was she started talking. She was going, oh my gosh, you make that song sound so good. Wow, you're really good. But it wasn't the fact that I'd had that she said those things to me, those lovely things to me, was the fact that Doris had heard me.
Wow.
And I'd responded and she'd responded. And that for me was amazing.
Meeting a hero.
Mm,
meeting
absolutely.
Someone who's inspired
this
production.
And you know, us Kiwis, we do think we're very far away in this world and America is so far, but not anymore.
Yeah.
We are really close. We can hop on a plane.
Now, this production has been around New Zealand now for some time. Mm. Wellington, last stop here in Wellington?
Well, no, I've got still some New Zealand locations to go to next year and the year after. I will just keep travelling with her. But yes, I am off to New York with
you
this
are.
Show, to United Solo Festival.
And how big is this?
Well, I was there 2 years ago with another one-woman show that I did here in Wellington called Bombshells.
That's right.
And I was very fortunate to win Best Actress, and they have hundreds of one-person shows from all over the world going to this festival. It's the largest festival in the world for one-person shows, and Michael Moore's just been nominated for an award there, and the year I was there, Bette Midler had won the year before, and you know, it's amazing. So it's great. And
fantastic.
So it is a real coup, and they've invited me to go back as an encore performer because I had been an award winner.
And so you sing some of the songs?
Oh, I sing good. So I've said it in a television studio, a Doris Day special in 1971.
Lovely.
Where they did all those wonderful shows where the fourth wall was completely down. You know, Judy Garland did them, Barbara Streisand did them, John Denver, and so did Doris Day. And that's how I've said it. The circle audience are my Hollywood studio audience. So it's really fun. There are cameras, there is action, there is all of that. You see Doris in the persona of being the performer and talking down the barrel of the camera, and you see her as just being Doris talking to the audience.
Wonderful.
So you get those private moments, which I think is really an exciting way to see those stars.
Indeed. It is called a Doris Day special. It started on Saturday at Circa, continues through until October 14. Tickets are available. Ali, it's great to have you back here again, and I wish you all the very, very best with it.
Thank you so much.